What began as an early morning homicide at the City of Wyoming's Creekside Estates Mobile Home Park ended with the armed wanted suspect exchanging gunfire with Grand Rapids police atop the S-curve in downtown Grand Rapids. The pursuit began in Wyoming, where officers located the homicide suspect's truck heading onto U.S. 131 northbound. A few miles later, the suspect crashed in the S-curve, exited the truck, firearm in hand, exchanging gunfire with officers. During the shootout, a Grand Rapids police officer struck the suspect with his cruiser, ending the threat.
Well, we were sitting here fishing on Fulton Street and heard sirens.
Looking south from the Fulton Street Bridge, fisherman Mike had a front row seat to the action.
How many shots do you think were fired?
I'm thinking six. That sounds about right, huh? Yeah. Six shots. Pop, 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 pop.
What was the police response? What could you see from here?
I just seen the red and blue. You know, you can't see much through the trees right here. But there was a lot of red and blue, and they came flying from everywhere. The response was quick.
Taken into custody was 33-year-old Adam Nolan of Wyoming, who was transported to a local hospital with serious injuries. The pursuit triggered the closure of all northbound U.S. 131 lanes from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Back in the City of Wyoming, the homicide investigation continues there.
Reporting from the 131 Market Street overpass in downtown Grand Rapids, Patrick Center, WGVU News.